That's right. It's Soft Rock 106.5 WBMW. This is Phil Gilman broadcasting live from the 51st Annual Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce Art and Crafts Festival. Now, there's a lot of amazing stuff here, but nothing like the youth talent that they have here. I have Linda, Jen, and Jillian with Youth and Family Services of Old Saybrook and Healthy Community, Healthy Youth. Now, can you tell me a little bit about the organization?
Youth and Family Services is a municipal agency of the town, and it has teamed together with Healthy Communities, Healthy Youth, which is a grassroots initiative coming out of the community looking for ways to help kids thrive and looking at ways to do that in a positive manner, get the whole community speaking about what kids need using one language, which is the developmental asset language.
Actually, we were talking earlier and talking about how the youth is like the fabric of the community, and actually to see these kids out here doing what they're doing and the talent they have, I mean, just blew my mind when I walked over to your tent. I actually purchased Emmy's original here, and it was actually her first painting getting purchased. I mean, it was awesome to be a part of that. And Jen, what is your role in the whole thick of this?
Sure. Well, today I am just the mom of an artist, which is great, and I'm happy to be so. But I also have the privilege of being on the Youth and Family Commission.
Yeah, and there is a lot of artistry here. And actually, Jen's son Liam is also here. What do you mainly do as an art?
I just draw when I feel like it. Sometimes I draw my emotions, but I usually draw video games because that's something I usually enjoy to draw.
They have a lot of different inspirations. I was actually talking to Jillian just a second ago, and I was actually sitting there watching her make a piece of art, and it only took her about an hour, but it was an amazing, amazing self-portrait off of a selfie. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, I just draw from inspiration a lot of the time, you know, whether it be Japanese animation, which I love, or just my own emotions. This particular picture I just finished was based off a self-portrait I took of myself for Instagram. And I've just started playing the guitar, and I just wanted to really put that into, you know, a picture. And I just started sketching, and, you know, you kind of just get into this trance, you know, like you just kind of block everything out around you, and you just start drawing, and it's just this incredible feeling.
Liam's been actually at the booth for 4 years, but Jillian has been there since the reception of this booth. So there's a lot of talent out here, especially in the youth of Old Saybrook. We're at the 51st Annual Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce Arts and Crafts Festival. I'm Phil Gilman, broadcasting live from Soft Rock 106.5 WBMW.